Thank you, Chair. So both arguments are valid, but I think what Bangladesh is bringing to the fore is very important, because we would not want it to look like fundamentally we have those, the two principles of IHR and IHL, and then under that is then the principles of equity and non-discrimination, especially when we're speaking about the DDPA in particular. So I think on that basis, even though we do understand that, of course, the charter in itself is sort of the, it is what anchors all discussions that we have in general on issues of human rights law anyway, it would make more sense maybe if to make sure that there is no there's no sort of categories of the two. That in as far as the DDPA is concerned, I think we've done that with the previous conclusions as well, to make sure that we see both principles as very, very paramount in as far as the DDPA is concerned. So maybe we should just revert to the old one. Although, I mean, when you read it, it reads better to say including the principles of, but from maybe a practical sense of view, what Bangladesh is saying then makes a lot of sense, especially with regards to this working group in particular.